Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. A bipartisan group of senators hopes to unveil a new $900 billion coronavirus relief bill early this week. NPR's Joel Rose reports.
The final details are still in flux, but senators from both parties sound optimistic that a deal is in sight. Here's Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia on NBC.
Well, it's a deal that must come together. We don't have a choice now. It's one of those things that has to be done.
And here's Republican Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana on Fox News.
The pain of the American people is driving this, and it's something for the next 3 to 4 months to help those in greatest need.
Negotiators say the bill will extend some forms of federal relief that are set to expire at the end of the month. Cassidy says they hope to have a final agreement on the bill's language early this week, but it's still not clear if the compromise will get a vote in the Senate. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
The coronavirus, meanwhile, is continuing to spread in the U.S. Another 213,000 new infections were confirmed Saturday, with 25,000 cases in California alone. As cases there surge, the number of available beds in intensive care units is dwindling, and millions of California residents are facing a sweeping new lockdown order. NPR's Jason Breslow reports.
The new stay-at-home order was triggered on Saturday after ICU capacity in Southern California and the San Joaquin Valley fell below a 15% threshold set by the state. Essential businesses, such as grocery stores, will be allowed to stay open, but their capacity will be checked at 20%. Restaurants can stay open for pickup or delivery. Other businesses, like bars and salons, will have to close. The new order takes effect at 11:59 p.m. local time and will last for at least 3 weeks. That means more than two-thirds of the state's residents will be under lockdown through the December holidays. Jason Breslow, NPR News.
With the balance of power in Washington now hanging on who wins Georgia's two U.S. Senate seats, most of the candidates met on Sunday to debate ahead of a January 5th runoff. From member station WABE, Jim Burris reports.
Republican incumbent David Perdue declined to participate in the Atlanta Press Club's televised debate. It left Democratic challenger John Ossoff on stage next to an empty podium.
It shows an astonishing arrogance and sense of entitlement for Georgia's senior U.S. senator to believe he shouldn't have to debate at a moment like this in our history.
Ossoff took to task Perdue's handling of COVID-19 relief and accused the senator of profiting from insider information related to the pandemic. Perdue has denied the allegations. Republican incumbent Kelly Loeffler and Democratic challenger Raphael Warnock did show for their debate. For NPR News, I'm Jim Burris in Atlanta.
And you're listening to NPR News. While most Americans are being told to hunker down this holiday season, the State Department is gearing up for a series of holiday parties, and those parties will take place indoors. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more.
The State Department says it will be following its own guidelines. Anyone who attends will be required to wear masks, and the catering staff will wear gloves and masks and serve guests individually. Foreign diplomats invited to the State Department will have timed entrances to thin out the crowd, according to one official. The American Foreign Service Association is not convinced. The union says that celebrating the season with colleagues is a time-honored tradition, but this year has to be different, the statement goes on to say, pointing out that U.S. embassies abroad have been encouraged to hold virtual holiday gatherings. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
New York City officials say the co-owner of a bar that was defying coronavirus restrictions was arrested on Sunday after he ran over a deputy with his car. Police say 34-year-old Danny Presti ran from Mac's Public House after deputies observed people entering the building. Presti is accused of getting into his car, hitting a deputy, and continuing to drive with the deputy still on the hood of his car. The deputy was taken to a hospital. Presti was arraigned on 10 charges. The campus of Kennesaw State University in Georgia was shut down briefly on Sunday after a shooting at a nearby Mexican restaurant. An alert to students indicated a potential armed intruder may have gotten onto the campus. The alert was lifted about an hour later after officials said the suspect had been arrested. The alert came after a man fired a gun at the El Ranchero restaurant just off campus. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.